everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 633 and today I am talking about stability. I do apologize for any background noises in today's podcast. We're podcasting in the middle of the day and it's a hot day here in Canberra and leading into summer. Actually, today's the first day of summer. There you go. Happy summer. Happy winter for everyone on the other side of the world. So yes, any background noise around that, I do apologize. But I do want to talk about stability today. One of the hard lessons that I had to have, well, I didn't have to, but I did go through, was when I was in this position in my life where things had to be a particular way for me to feel stable. And so when I had a particular amount of income or when I had everyone around me behaving in a way that was congruent with my map of the world, I struggled with it when I was house sitting towards the end. I did that for 3 years. The business was not stable for many periods of time. And so one of the things I really struggled with was then feeling stable during these unstable times. And it wasn't until it was pointed out to me by a coach where how under responsible I was for my own stability. And that I was putting conditions on me feeling emotionally stable and then getting caught up in my own thoughts around the worst case scenario or similar. And so what I ended up going on to learn was that I didn't actually need stability. I needed to be stable. And this goes back to many conversations I've had in the past. I mean, it was only recently I talked about locus of control that Nick Shaw spoke about in his book. Fit for Success, but it's about looking at ourselves and seeing what conditions we've put on the world around us and the people around us and how those things have to behave and how they have to occur in order for us to feel stable. And that includes money, that includes another person behaving a particular way within a relationship. There is multiple variables of what that actually includes. And so what's really important here is our own personal ability to see those conditions and see, of course, that the positive intention, the benefit behind them, why that was important to us any given time. And for me, with money, it came from growing up in mostly in a single parent household as a single child, even though I had three older sisters and had a good relationship with my father who lived in a different town. The thing about it was that we just didn't have access to much money. In fact, I stopped playing sport because I was told to go earn some income, to bring money into the house as a single parent, single child situation. And so these are things that I probably held on to too much in my earlier youth and manifested in ways that I sort of had held grudges or similar against people. And so what then I needed to... Well, I created the meaning around it is like I have to have this amount of money and then I'll be stable and then things will be okay. It was the inverse of how it all works. It's the same as the quote that says, when things fall into place, then I'll be at peace, rather than when I'm at peace, things fall into place, because there's no need. I don't need in that space of peace with myself, by the way. When I'm at peace with myself, then people behave the way they behave and things interact with the world the way things interact with the world. And so when I'm in that space, I don't need people or things to behave any particular way in order for my happiness and my healthiness and my stability and my emotional stability to hinge on that stuff. It doesn't mean that if something occurs that I may not get emotionally upset about it or that I might not have a reaction to it, but that reaction is happening, it simply is reoccurring from a previous thought structure, a meaning structure or an earlier moment in life where I maybe had that difficulty, I didn't know how to deal with that, so I may have lashed out. And so every single reaction gives me, or you, whatever you're looking at, the opportunity of insight to see where that comes from and what's it on behalf of. And then it's not about rejection, because whatever we resist will persist. And so it's actually about integration. And when we get to see that stuff, when we see our reactions and how we choose to respond to the world around us, knowingly or unknowingly, when we actually get to step back and see that, we can then choose to integrate that rather than rejecting it all over again. And so this whole concept of unstable stability is actually looking at how often we hinge our stability on other people's behavior. And if we end up hinging our stability on other people's behavior or on the stock market behaving a particular way, on the weather, then we're always at effect of the environment around us. We're always, life's always happening to us rather than life's happening for us. That's the difference. When life is happening to us, we're at effect at all of the conditions that we have meaning around in our life with the outside world, based on our inner world experience. But because we're constantly looking at the outside world, we may struggle to have this sort of self-reflection or this introspection, which is actually giving us insight into how we're viewing the outside world. And when we start to see these structures and these conditions, we can start to choose to move past that and mature past that, so that we no longer get pulled left, right, or center based upon how other people are acting or based upon whether it's raining or not. And so the powerful thing here is the opportunity for you as the individual today to have a look at what moments in your life where you may feel unstable and see what conditions have been put on that. Why is that the case? And then from there is to take a moment to reflect and think about what stability actually is for you and what you need to be stable. I mean, my guess is you probably need a fucking heartbeat. It's the same concept here as there's never a lack of resources, just a lack of resourcefulness. And so there's never a lack of stability, just that lack of self-assurance or trust within yourself that it's going to be okay regardless, because you're stable even if the world around you isn't. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And of course, if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athletic coach or a high performer and you want to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I would love to chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.